Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We've been sharing with you on the subject of overcoming deception. The activity of deceiving spirits has to be dealt with in our life so that we are not deceived away from the truth. What's the answer? To walk in the truth. And we've talked about the causes of deception. We've talked about the fact that we can be deceived and err if we don't know the Scriptures. We've got to know the Word of God. Spend time in the Word so you know exactly what it says. Also, we would err or fall into deception if we don't know the power of God. God's Word has power within it. The Bible says the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. So we've got to believe in the Word of God and know that it is the power of God and it will produce fruit after its own kind. Also, if we follow the traditions of men or we follow worldly principles and allow some error from the world to be mixed in with the truth, it leads us into deception. We've also seen if we don't watch our tongue, if we don't bridle our tongue, we will deceive our own heart. Watch what you speak. Also, if you don't do the Word, the Bible says, be doers of the Word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. If you don't do what you have heard, then you will be deceived because that Word will not work in you. The devil will take it out of your heart. You'll not see the fruit and you'll not be able to stand against your enemies. If we refuse reproof, we are deceived. We need to be receptive to the correction from the Lord. If we have pride, the pride of our heart will deceive us. If we imagine evil or jump to conclusions and don't discern things after the Word and after the Spirit, then we will be deceived. If we do not think that we have any sin in our life, then we are deceived. If anybody says they have no sin, they are deceived. The truth is all of us have sinned, and we need to confess our sins daily, receive forgiveness and cleansing from all unrighteousness. If we ever think of ourselves more highly than we ought, then we have deceived ourselves. If we follow our senses and we serve self, we're deceived. You know, you're bought with a price. You belong to Jesus. You're not your own. You are to deny yourself. And we walk by faith, not by that which is revealed to the senses. If you serve the lusts of the flesh or the lusts of this world, if you follow after them, you are deceived. Then you have spots and blemishes. If you get into coveting money, or you walk in the works of the flesh, or you are involved with people that are not of the Lord, you're involved in bad company, it is going to ruin the good habits, the good morals, the good character of the Lord. Do not be deceived. You need to stay away from these things. If we reject the truth of God's Word and we don't take hold of it and do it in our life, we are deceived. If we allow ourselves to follow anything that is false, contrary to the Word, we have let the activity of deceiving spirits work against us. We've got to watch that we are not deceived. Today we're going to conclude this message on deception by talking about the results of deception in one's life. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 16. The Bible says, take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. Any time that you are deceived, you're going to be deceived away from the truth, and then you would actually be turning aside and serving other gods or other sources for something in your life. God wants you to only serve the true and living God, and you do that as you walk in line with the Word of God. Also, we are deceived if we do not walk in the ways of the Lord. We actually will defile ourselves. The Bible says the fact that that which is comes out of a man, that's what defiles a man. Out of the heart of men proceeds the evil thoughts and the adulteries and fornications and murders and thefts and covetousness and wickedness and deceit. Deceit is coming forth out of it. It says all these evil things come from within and defile the man. What's the answer? Get the Word in you. As the Word is in you, it will bring forth life, and you will not be defiled. You've got to get all the evil things out of your heart, and as you hear the Word and you repent and turn from all the evil, then you will not be deceived. You will walk in the truth, and you will overcome. In Jeremiah chapter 9, the Bible talks about how we're to take heed, every one of us, and we are to walk in the ways of God. And we're not supposed to be one that's a slanderer or one that speaks negative. Otherwise, we would deceive our neighbor if we don't speak the truth. Always speak the truth. Always minister that which is in line with the Word of God. Otherwise, we are going to be actually deceiving others, and then it will show the fact that we really don't know God ourselves. You've got to get in the Word, know the Word, not be deceived, and be sure whatever you speak to someone else, that you are speaking the truth to them. Also, we see that the results of deception causes a person to have a mind that is void of judgment. We'll make wrong decisions in our life. You know, the Bible talks about how when they didn't retain the knowledge of God in Romans 1, that God gave them over to a reprobate mind. That's a mind void of judgment. And when your mind is void of judgment because you're not taking hold of the Word of God and doing what the Word says, then you're going to walk in all kinds of wrong ways. And one of them, as it lists out, is deceit. You will be deceived. You'll be deceived time and time again in your life. And then, they went into all kinds of abominable things, and it brought the judgment of God upon them. We've got to watch that we do not let ourselves be deceived away from the truth. Don't be negative in your mind. Think on good things. Take those thoughts captive to the obedience of Christ. Cast down those imaginations that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. In Romans chapter 7, the Bible says, "For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and it slew me." Sin brings deception. Well, if we can overcome sin by walking in line with the Word of God, if you let yourself walk in sin, which is missing the mark, then it actually is deceiving you. It's the deceitfulness of sin that leads us away from the truth. So we've got to be sure that we're not letting the enemy deceive us. Also, we need to realize that whatever we sow, we're going to reap. Galatians 6:7, "Be not deceived, God's not mocked, for whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." If you sow to your flesh, if you serve self, and you do whatever you feel like doing, you will reap corruption. If you sow to the Spirit, and you're walking in line with the Word of God, then you're going to reap life everlasting. Don't be weary in well-doing. In due season, you're going to reap if you faint not. Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, the Bible says that if we are deceived, we will not inherit the kingdom of God. The Bible says, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived." If we're walking in the ways of unrighteousness, if we're walking contrary to the Word, if we're a fornicator, idolater, adulterer, any of these things, thieves, covetous, drunkards, any of these areas of contrary to the Word, it says that you shall not inherit the kingdom of God. That's why we've got to turn away from all areas of sin. Sin is bringing deception, and it's leading you away from the truth, so that then you cannot inherit the kingdom, the rule and the reign of God in your life. 1 Corinthians 15:33, "Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupts good manners." If we're around bad company, it's going to ruin the good habits and the good character of God. So you'll see that will be another result of what deceiving spirits do in a person's life. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13, here we see it says, "Evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." That's why you've got to watch who you're listening to. You've got to watch who you're around. Don't follow the people of the world. They will deceive, and they're even being deceived themselves, and you are going to be deceived further if you listen to them. Hebrews chapter 3, the Bible says in verse 12, "Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it's called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin." Another result of deceitfulness of sin is it causes a hardening. I've seen too many Christians get hardened in their heart. Don't let it happen to you. Turn and repent from it. Otherwise, you'll get hardened, and that will hinder the blessings of God from coming your way. The Bible says in James 1:26, "If you don't bridle your tongue, the result is you deceive your own heart." Don't let your heart be deceived. Be sure you're doing what God wants you to do. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 17, the Bible says this, that they were led away with the error of the wicked, and what did they do? They were falling from their own steadfastness. He says, beware lest you fall from your own steadfastness by being led away with the error of the wicked. We don't want to walk in the ways of wickedness. We're not going to walk in the ways of the world. God says, beware so you're not deceived and fall away. Are you as steadfast today as you've been in the past? Or are you not as steadfast in prayer, not as steadfast in witnessing, not as steadfast in speaking the word, not as steadfast in getting in the word of God and doing the things that God has told you to do? You've got to realize this is the activity of deceiving spirits bringing you into bondage. 2 Peter chapter 2, here in verse 19, the Bible says here that of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought in bondage. And he says, after they've escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, if they're entangled again therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. What's happened? They've been deceived. They've turned away from the holy commandments of God. And this is very important. If you are deceived and you're turned away, you'll be overcome by the enemy and you'll actually be in worse shape. God says not to be deceived. We are not to err from the truth of God's word. In fact, 1 John 3:7 says, little children, let no man deceive you. We're to do righteousness. The one who does righteousness is righteous. We're to walk in the ways of righteousness at all times in our life. Don't listen to those people that would be vain talkers or deceivers. They try to lead people away from the truth. That's why every time you hear something, be sure it's in line with the word of God. Certainly in the last days, there are deceiving spirits. It's prophesied in the Bible, and we've got to watch that we are not deceived away from the truth. Get in the word of God, check things out with the word, believe the word, and walk free from deception. Well, we'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you realize that the number